This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of these airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch into the third hour of the program with you here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
We got a lot that we can talk about here this evening. Baltimore apparently has banned replica guns. And maybe we get the chance a letter from the founder of the Libertarian Party about their loss of principles. But also, we were just talking about the idea of leaving the United States, because we were discussing earlier independence, various different independence movements, secession, the states leaving from the United States. And some people just want to leave the United States entirely, as was written over at WWeek.com. Willamette Week. Walker McMurdo is the author, and he writes, "Like many Portlanders, I'm at the point in my day where the shock of the Trump upset has begun to turn into a hellish ambivalence of, I should have seen this coming, now what? And a kind of omnipresent mental white noise. Like many Portlanders, my Facebook feed is full of people grimly reposting that dumb story about the Canadian immigration website crashing. Like many Portlanders, I don't really know what to do. But I know what not to do. Move to New Zealand. In 2004, when I was 14 years old, my family, my mother, stepfather, a New Zealand citizen, my little brother, and I relocated to New Zealand. This happened for a bundle of reasons, but one of them bears directly on today's news, a Republican presidency, specifically the Iraq War. Remember that wacky incursion? By 2004, the Iraq War was in the middle of its degeneration into a sectarian bloodbath, and there were rumors that the draft might be reinstated to combat the worsening situation overseas. My mother was scared S-less of having her teenage kids getting drafted, so we relocated halfway across the world. And you could understand why a mother in that circumstance would see that as a solution. However, as he points out, he lived in New Zealand until 2014, attending both high school and college in a decent little city called Dunedin. It had its ups, meaning meeting my wife and many good friends, cheap education and health care. College, he says, was about a quarter of what it costs in the United States, and he's talking about law school. He says its downs, more on those in a second. But living in New Zealand certainly did not make our lives any easier. The vast majority of the, that's it, we're leaving, people are expressing grief and outrage at the thought of a Trump presidency. But let me fill you in on what to expect should you decide to make a leap to another country to try to escape. If this sounds like something that you can handle, by all means, embark on your new life in Manitoba, but don't expect a smooth ride. Number one, many people will deeply resent you for being American. You didn't vote for Trump, right? Too effing bad. Congratulations. As an American expatriate, you'll be personally involved in every policy decision made by the Trump government and will be required to answer for said decisions as soon as they come up in any conversation with any person. Until Obama was elected at the end of my first year of college, my family and I had to endure regular interrogations about our personal moral responsibility for the Iraq War and every other crappy thing the Bush administration did for the prior 8 years. No matter if your family is comprised of dyed-in-the-wool Democrats or that New Zealand faces many of the same social problems that the United States does, and God help you if we bring those up, you'll have to answer for every transgression at a moment's notice. I want to go on with this here in a moment, but I think he brings up an interesting point, and that is that, guess what? Other countries have problems, too. You just don't know what they are because you don't follow the news feeds from those places. Right. You're not involved intimately in living there, so you don't know the ins and outs of the politics of those places. Guess what? Politicians in other places are liars, thieves, scumbags, and general, you know, dirtballs. So, yes. You know, you're going to discover that, and then you'll realize you've just basically left one terrible place and gone to another one that's terrible in different ways. or in some similar ways. Anyway, he goes on to say that be prepared to have every personal belief of yours dismissed with, that's just because you're American. Prepared to have an acquaintance. Be prepared to have an acquaintance, 30 years your senior, greet you with, quote, so, who have you bombed today? Unquote. Be prepared for unprompted scoldings from your morally superior hosts about decisions that you neither agree with nor had anything to do with. So, you know, collectivism is alive and well outside of the United States. I mean, it's bad enough.
It's bad in the United States,
right.
too.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. You're not going to get away from that. And, you know, at least in the United States, people will not necessarily know which political party that you belong to. Over in the rest of the world, it's like, you're just all from the United States. Right. Or at least that was his experience. Maybe there's, I'm sure there are individuals who do understand that there are individuals out there, but his experience is what it is. And he says, and don't prepare for any of that to end once a Democratic president gets elected. Get ready for the sanctimony to hit overdrive when they find out your liberal president is sanctioning drone strikes in the Middle East. You're responsible for that, too. We'll go on with point number two. That was point number one. That is that many people will deeply resent you for being American. We'll give you point number two coming up here in moments. Gamma Blast is on the line first, though. Listening in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Actually, you're watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Gamma Blast.
Yeah, too blessing. Oh, I just want to talk about how much I am thoroughly enjoying these videos and celebrities and the media right after the election, how they react to the Trump victory, the outrage, the crying. I've probably watched, I think, over 30 hours alone.
Jeez.
On YouTube of different videos of just everybody reacting, their tweets and people commentary on the people reacting and them reacting to the reaction. I don't know what
is that what they call MEDA? Is that MEDA?
What's the...
Meta?
I don't know. I've heard this term being used. It's like something that's sort of self-referential or whatever.
People, meta.
Yeah, meta. People reacting to people reacting. Is that kind of meta?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not like into those in particular, just these people, you know, the ones on the left reacting to Trump's victory. I just they're very enjoyable for some reason. I don't know why.
Would that be Schadenfreude taking pleasure in other people's pain?
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta say, I remember one time I looked at one they did, they just stopped right on the face, and there was so much hurt in the poor lady's face, and I empathy kicked in for just a second. And I was like, don't you dare. Don't you dare feel sorry for these leftist busybodies who want to lord over you in every way in our life. And I would say everybody else, don't feel sorry for those people. If they the one, they could just trying to control every aspect of your life.
So you've now, called tonight to explain to us how enamored you are by other people's difficulty and frustration. Was there a favorite video that you had? Was there one that sticks out of the 30 hours worth that you watched thus far?
I think the most interesting one was, I think her name is Lacey something, Peterson, Lacey. Well, they showed a tweet of her, like, right before the election when, of course, she thought Hillary was going to win, how, okay, no matter who wins the election, we got to come together as a nation, and there's a lot of healing to be done, and let's all come together. And then after found out Trump won, she tweeted, F you, all you white people, you dumb Americans.
And, I'm being told
throwing everybody off.
I'm being told by Nathan on Skype that it is a woman named Lacey Green, L-A-C-I Green. All right, man. Thanks for the recommendation tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Gamma Blast. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So going back here to the story here, Willamette Week, reporting on why leaving the United States wasn't a solution for him and his family. He grew up in New Zealand after his mother took his family there out of fear of them being drafted after the second Iraq war. And he's talking about why that wasn't really that helpful. First of all, he found that many people resent him just simply for being American. Number two, he says it's really hard to move overseas unless you have a lot of money. After my parents' divorce, my single mother built a successful small garden design business basically by herself with no money. She ran from our modest Minneapolis home. She sold that and the house to finance the move to New Zealand. And they already had a house lined up in New Zealand. About $250,000 should be enough to get you situated, right? Because that's what she got from selling her business and her home. $250,000. That should be a good start.
Well, in some places.
We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. What happened? And maybe you moved out of the United States. It's been fantastic for you. You want to tell us your side of the story? This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We are now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey.
take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You're mad about the Trump decision? You want to leave the United States? Or maybe you're just sick and tired of the government here in general, and you want to leave the United States? I don't blame you. Some people are saying, or at least one guy over at Willamette Week, WWeek.com, he's saying it wasn't all it was cracked up to be, the whole expatriation thing. Turned out people in New Zealand blamed him and his family for all of the things the American government was doing around the world. And further, he says that it costs a lot of money to move overseas. Now, certainly in a place like New Zealand, you're going to spend more money than you might in, say, Belize, for instance.
Right.
But then again, you also won't have the same living standards in Belize as you will in New Zealand.
Right. New Zealand, you're probably going to have a lot closer of a lifestyle to what you have in the U.S.
Probably closer, but he addresses that coming up here in moments. It'll be closer than Belize.
Yes.
But let's get back to the story here from WWeek.com. You can join us online anytime you want, by the way, over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on our site, all completely free. Archives that go back for a decade. Go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. He says, so his mother, he moved when he was young and grew up there and went to high school and college in New Zealand. His mother sold her home in Minneapolis, sold her business in order to finance their move. So, you know, she did a smart thing, right? We have some money set aside for this thing. This is a pretty serious thing to move from one part of the world to the other side of it,
yep.
Basically. So she socked away $250,000, figuring that'd be enough to get situated at least. Within about 2 years, he writes, we were broke. Good luck getting a job in a country where you don't know a single person to vouch for you, where your experience isn't particularly recognizable, and where you're expected to beat out locals who've been working in the industry for years. Quote, but of course, I'll have a job lined up before I move, Walker. I'm not an idiot. Unquote. She had one of those, a nice spot at the equivalent of a community college. Well, that fell through when we got there. Because there are no guarantees in life. After 18 yep. months of soul-crushing unemployment, our family went from being middle class to living paycheck to paycheck. My stepfather becoming a care worker. And remember, his stepfather was a New England or New Zealand citizen.
Yes.
So they even had that inroad, and it was still very, very difficult. My mother bounced from job to job until she landed a scholarship intended to provide enough money for a grad student, not a family of four. Unless you're independently wealthy, in which case it doesn't matter what you do, your life is awesome, be prepared for a drastic downgrade in your quality of life. Speaking of which, number three, expect to badly miss everything you're used to in the United States. Go outside. You feel that damp, chilly Portland November? Imagine it was 10 degrees colder and rainier. Now go inside. Instead of that nice central heating, imagine it's that same November cold, but just as damp, inside, for 10 months of the year. Welcome to Dunedin. Most of New Zealand is freezing effing cold, a creeping, damp, inescapable cold that follows you into your home and penetrates your clothing. You'll be warm maybe 20% of the time. You'll miss being warm dearly. You'll miss decent pizza. You'll miss the rest of your family. You'll miss football. You'll miss HBO. You'll miss Taco Bell. You won't miss health insurance. He says the single-payer system is great, but you'll miss a lot, and that first visit back to the U.S. will feel like jumping 20 years into the future. You'll miss those things so much that you'll jump at the chance to befriend other Americans and Canadians, close enough, he says, with whom you'll build shared cultural bonds of, quote, not understanding why everyone thinks I personally invaded Iraq, unquote. Number four, you'll become much more patriotic, he says. As soon as that first wave of mundane problems hits, car trouble, groceries, bills, you'll realize your life isn't fundamentally different than it was in the United States, except now you're broke. As soon as you hear people scaremonger about Chinese immigration or complain about how New Zealand's native Maori people get special treatment, you'll realize that these countries mostly have the same problems and that you'll have to fight against them no matter where you are. Although I'll add that the difference being, if you aren't from there, it'll be that much harder to fight against those problems.
Yes.
One, you probably can't even legally vote. Two, if you're any level of active, you'll be noticed, and people will notice the fact that you're not from around there.
I mean, you ain't from these parts, are you?
And it's bad enough moving from Florida to New Hampshire, where there are definitely some people here who don't like what they call flatlanders, and they don't want to have anybody from outside of New Hampshire come in here, even though they themselves
have moved
here.
The only people I've ever heard use the term flatlanders are people from Vermont.
Well, yeah, like I said, even though some of the very people who don't want us here also moved here themselves in order to have, you know, to make the government bigger, for instance. So for listeners that are new to the show, we moved here as part of a liberty migration that has been going on for over a decade here to New Hampshire. And so there are obviously going to be a certain group of people who just don't want to see new people show up wherever it is that you move
right.
to. It'll be that much harder if you don't speak the native language in the place that you've moved and that you weren't really born there and not really that familiar with the internal politics of what goes on there. So you still have a whole set of problems, but you are even less effective at trying to change those.
There was one of the grouchy neighbors that yelled at one of Renee's friends one time, "Go back where you came from." And he said, "You mean Nelson?"
That's right.
Which is
the town,
two towns over.
Right. So as it turns out, having people constantly tell you that your country sucks while you're cold and damp inside your own apartment during the summer, it will make you realize that it's mostly pretty nice to live in the United States. Number five, you'll develop a lot of empathy. He says, "I can't imagine what it's like to come to the United States as someone in a position not nearly as fortunate as we were when we moved to New Zealand. It's a miracle that we had enough money to afford a house, keep ourselves afloat, while my folks were looking for work. Trying to do this with no money in our pockets or not speaking English is unthinkable. But I know that if it sucked for us, it must be almost unbearable for the people who now face a government that's openly hostile to their existence. So instead of hightailing it out of here, I'm going to stay and try to make the United States livable for those who truly face a hard, dry F of the next 4 years." Just thought that was an interesting perspective from somebody who's moved out of the country and it didn't really work out very well. And I know there are other people who say, "Hey, you know, move to Acapulco, move to Chile, move to, you know, these libertarian enclaves around the world," but those people are targeting wealthy people. I mean, it's very, very clear that you have to at least have some level of personal
right.
wealth and also the ability to sort of work remotely
right.
in order to do those jobs. Because you can't move to Acapulco, Mexico and get a waitressing job and, you know, afford to live in the same lifestyle that you're used to in the United States.
Right. And that's the thing. You know, how old was this guy when his family moved? So this wasn't
he was
a
young.
Grown man that decided, "I'm going to move
That's
to
correct.
New Zealand." This was a kid who, you know, was taken from what
he
liked
was 14.
Because his parents decided they wanted to leave.
He wasn't a kid. He was 14, but
close enough.
Not old enough to have a job in most places.
Right. You know, like, he wasn't old enough to decide, "No, Mom and Dad, I'm not going to New Zealand with you."
Exactly.
And he had a bad experience.
He did. But it wasn't just his bad experience. It was his mom and his whole family that had a bad experience.
Right. But did the mom and dad say, "Oh, this is the absolute worst thing ever," or is he interpreting that on their behalf?
Good question. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you've moved out of the United States, you want to, you know, answer this guy's accusations, 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We'll be right back. What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Entrepreneurship, progress, innovation. You can achieve personal success while helping to create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It's the main and proper study of every citizen. Visit fee.org/FTL for free online lessons that are perfect for the classroom or self-study. The course, Economics in One Day, is easy to understand, but it will impart upon you an understanding of economics greater than school ever could. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. You can start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL. And you can learn why entrepreneurship matters. fee.org/FTL. So let's change gears, Daryl. Go back inside the United States, this time to news in Denver.
Yeah, so we mentioned earlier about the fact that Colorado, they say legalize, they're taxing and regulating cannabis, the sale and the consumption of within the state. One of the things that is currently prohibited is public consumption, or what some people call social use.
Mm.
And, well, that might be changing in Denver, or actually it will be changing in Denver fairly shortly, where there was a ballot initiative. Initiative 300 was on the ballot in Denver last week, and both sides, the opponents and the supporters, are both saying, yep, it's passed. They're just waiting on the election officials to certify those results.
Mm.
But why is this needed? Well, since January of 2014, people over the age of 21 have been able to legally purchase cannabis, but they have not been able to legally consume it in a lot of cases.
They can consume it in their own homes, and that's about it.
In their own homes, but not everybody can consume it in their own home.
Like if there's no smoking apartment, for instance?
No smoking apartment, if the homeowners association has a rule against it, etc. So a lot of people have been consuming cannabis illegally. That includes tourists in addition to residents. But with this new initiative, certain businesses will be allowed to let people bring their own cannabis. A few small localities, this from the Denver Post, have already licensed a small number of cannabis-only clubs, and consumption is also legal, as you mentioned, inside private residences, of course, with the permission of the homeowner. But what is a tourist to do? Well,
get arrested, apparently.
In comes these cannabis clubs at the bring-your-own-marijuana places. So what they'll allow is anyone over the age of 21 will be allowed to consume certain things indoors. So vape and edibles, other ingestibles can be consumed indoors in a licensed facility. These could include bars, cafes, even yoga studios.
Huh.
Outdoor smoking would be allowed with certain restrictions. But here's a hitch. Applicants for annual or temporary permits would need backing from a single neighborhood group, such as a city-registered neighborhood organization or a business improvement district. Those groups could then set operating conditions in exchange for their support.
So a bar has to go to a neighborhood association to ask permission to ask permission? Basically, like they have to get the
That's
approval.
That's what it sounds like.
They have to get approval of a nearby neighborhood association in order to ask the government for a license to allow smoking of cannabis.
Yeah, the smoking would only be able to happen outdoors.
Vaping really?
And yeah, vaping and edible would be allowed indoors,
I
but
see.
You would only be able to smoke outdoors, and again, only at a licensed place.
Right. So basically the idea being that if there's some sort of conservative neighborhood where they don't like marijuana, that they could tell any kind of bar or club or whatever that's in the area, yeah, you're not allowed to do that here.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I think on the one hand, when I saw this story from, I think it was Reuters where I first saw this, I was pretty excited of, okay, finally, people are going to be able to, you know, consume in social settings. But then, you know, once I found, oh, here's what the initiative actually does,
yeah.
It's just another level of bureaucracy and government and control. And it's only going to be a 4-year pilot program.
Yeah, it's frustrating, you know, when you got libertarians moving to Colorado as though it's some sort of mecca for freedom. I mean, you actually went there during your presidential campaign, I believe.
Yes.
And there's no doubt it's cool that you can go into a store and there's a variety of a selection of different cannabis-related products available.
Yes.
That's a neat experience.
Right. You can buy, and the really nice thing about the manufactured edibles,
mm-hmm.
the dose is controlled. Whereas,
right.
I could, probably call somebody up and say, hey, make me some brownies out of some can of butter, but they're not going to necessarily know what the dose is. But with the brownies that you buy in the stores,
they're tested.
This brownie has 10 milligrams of THC. This brownie has 25.
Right.
And then it allows you to control your dose a little bit more. And that's the thing. A lot of people with edibles, they don't know what their dose is. And two, they don't realize that it's a delayed effect.
Yeah, it takes like an hour at least usually.
Right. Sometimes more,
yeah.
Less. And so a lot of people, they'll eat an edible 15 minutes later, I don't feel anything.
Bad idea.
Eat another edible 15 minutes later, I still don't feel anything. And then they eat another edible.
Yeah, bad idea.
And then they're like, oh, wow, I got to grab the grass to make sure I don't fall off of Earth.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely had experiences where, I've never done that before where I've kept eating. I knew that it took some time.
Right.
I remember the first times I ate cannabis, I gave it 3 or 4 hours, and it sometimes took that long.
Right.
Usually these days it doesn't take that long, and I think it has to do with what it's being cooked with or how it's binding with the fats or whatever. As I understand it, the THC is fat soluble.
Yes.
And I don't know exactly how all that works, but I've definitely had different experiences. I remember one time I was at a church camp. When I was in my late teens, and I had actually ground up some marijuana into pill capsules.
Okay.
And I took a couple of those. I don't think I took more than like two. And I was at dinner, and so I'd taken them before dinner, and I was used to it being 3 or 4 hours before I'd start to really come up on those pills. But I was coming up by the end of dinner, so like 45 minutes later,
okay.
I'm getting ready to get up from the dinner table, and I was flying high, and I did not know like how to handle that. I wanted to just get out of there as quickly as possible.
I'm having trouble imagining you at church camp, let alone you at church camp while high.
Yep, that happened. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, I did mention that, that our traumas, what we suffer with is what our ancestors suffered with.
Huh?
And so that we,
what?
Yes, in other words, that when
our
we hear about...
trauma?
Like,
our trauma, I think she said.
Ah.
Yeah,
she says that our trauma
people...
is what our ancestors suffered with. I want to know more about what you're saying there, because that's an unusual thing to say. It's also an unusual thing for you to call about, so I like, different things from you, Sarah. So thank you for that. We'll get back to it here in moments. With your calls and thoughts, also welcome.
How many of Sarah's ancestors were run over by public transportation?
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio is Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out more of Daryl over on his new website, libertylobby.xyz. What is Liberty Lobby?
Liberty Lobby is the lobbyist firm that I created back in June to try to seek to bring in some funds to offset my expenses for going to Concord to lobby for pro-liberty legislation and against anti-liberty legislation.
Isn't that already going on here in New Hampshire? Why is that different from, you know,
Liberty? Not really. So there, you know, are a group of people that will show up for gun bills and weed bills, mm-hmm. and there's a group that's emerging to show up for school choice.
Right.
But pretty much everything else, there's not a pro-liberty voice speaking to the legislators.
Well, sometimes. I mean, there's the state legislators themselves who are pretty pro-freedom, some of them.
That there are some of them, but they're oftentimes in the committee. As a member of the committee, you can't testify as a member of the committee if you're sitting,
or they're on their own committee and they can't be there.
Right, or they're, you know, serving on a completely different committee, hearing those bills, or they're testifying on something that they introduced instead of, you know, something that they think would be good but don't have the time to do.
People also, you know, say, hey, I'm too busy. I've got to work. I got to pay the bills. I mean, I try to do activism when I can, but I got to have a job. I got a family to feed. And so those are the kind of people who should be supporting your efforts because this is the thing that you are doing, and you're doing a good job of it. You've been doing it on your own dime for a couple few years now here in New Hampshire. And you just figured, hey, maybe somebody values the effort that I'm putting in here, and
it wouldn't hurt to ask for a few bucks, and that's what you're doing.
And right now I'm at about 63% of the monthly goal with recurring contributions, trying to bring in $416.67 per month.
Okay.
And I'm bringing in right now about, I think it's 238, 248, somewhere around there.
And you have how many donors? How many people are on board?
I think there's like 15, somewhere between 15 to 20 that are recurring donors.
So if you could snag another 20 recurring donors, you'd be there.
Right.
Right. All right. So go to libertylobby.xyz. You can get behind Daryl's efforts, monthly recurring PayPal subscriptions, Bitcoin, and then check or whatever other options.
Yes.
All right. So go to libertylobby.xyz. As we go back to Sarah, she's calling about her ancestors, saying that she's heard something about ancestors. What was it, Sarah, that they're tortured by this, or you're tortured by the same things that they were? I don't remember exactly what you said.
What happens is after they were traumatized with, like, for example, we had bows and arrows and slings and darts for, 10,000 years? A lot, it's ingrained in our DNA that we have been shot. So when we hear somebody getting shot to death, movie theaters, shootings, church shootings or a police shooting, we go out and tear up the street and sue the city because we know that we're afraid because our ancestors have been shot with flying objects and hurt and killed. But then again, like I said,
Is that true, though? I mean, is there really anything to the idea that there's this kind of generational memory effect based on the instincts of many past generations?
Scientists have studied this in certain animals, and they have found that, you know, there is sort of a learned trauma, if you will.
Right.
But, you know, like how far that winds up going in humans, and I'm not saying that, you know, there's not such a thing as learned trauma, but what I am saying is, you know, I don't think you can necessarily say that humans are scared of large animals because 10,000 years ago, Grandpa Ugg got gored by a woolly mammoth.
But it's still ingrained in our DNA. People have dreams of running away from packs of wolves. And you know that I'm terrified of
I have
needles.
Dreams of falling off of a cliff. It doesn't mean that anybody in my family ever did. I have dreams of if I run down the street and flap my arms, I can fly. It doesn't mean that humans have ever been able to do that.
But you know something? You don't know your ancestry tree. How far back, that 10th, 20th generation, how many of them have fell from a cliff that you don't even know about?
No, that's true. We certainly don't know about it. But I don't think that people falling from cliffs makes people more afraid of falling from cliffs. I think generally cliffs are just a pretty scary thing because, you know, you realize you could fall off of a cliff.
Right, but my point is just because you dream something doesn't mean it ever happened in real life ever.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Right, it's to you, that is. But you don't know your 15th.
No. I'm fairly certain that humans have never been able to flap their arms and fly, but I have dreams where I can do that.
Well, anyway, I'll talk to you about another bit, but I just want to talk about, like, the people are afraid of getting stabbed with needles where people think. You know, people are terrified. What it is that, but what they're trying to trace it back to is that our ancestors have been stabbed by real swords and knives. Remember?
No, I don't think so. Now you're really, I mean, it was a stretch before, but it's you're really stretching at this point, Sarah. Thanks for the call tonight. I don't think that anybody would ever confuse a needle puncturing one's skin with a sword slashing at someone's belly or slashing arms and legs off.
Well, fans of Game of Thrones might wind up having that fear because one of the characters has a sword called Needle.
Oh, and has it decapitated people?
It's not decapitated people, but Needle has been used to kill people.
It has punctured a few folks.
Oh, it's punctured quite a few folks.
You know, I never really got further into the Game of Thrones. I watched the first two episodes, and I was entertained by it. And I know that people love the series. I just never went back to it after that. You know, there's other things for me to watch and to keep my interest. What is it that you like so much about it?
I don't know. Dragon? There's dragons at some point, but okay. I'm just fascinated by the story. Like,
it's the drama, right? The human drama.
The drama, there's, you know, politics intertwined in with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's sex and boobs and...
You can get that anywhere, though.
You can't, but not with dragons. You can't get dragon sex.
Dragons, right, or dragons having sex. Do they do that?
No, didn't go
that far.
They have not shown the dragons having sex. I don't even know if they've determined what the sex is of the dragons.
Hmm.
There are only three of them.
Oh.
And I don't think they've ever determined if, you know, one...
Do they just live forever, or is it...
No.
No.
No, so the dragons actually wind up, and spoiler on a TV show that's going on its seventh season, and the books have been out, at least one of them, for 20 years.
Okay.
And I get so annoyed when people are like, you've got to give spoiler warnings before
I think it's
you
fair.
Say something.
I think it's fair to do that.
It's been out for long enough.
That doesn't, no, but like I said,
if
I
don't know that
it.
Daenerys Stormborn winds up climbing into a funeral pyre with these dragon eggs, and then she winds up, you know, not being burned, and
is
the dragons
witch?
Are hatched. No. She's dragon. She's got dragon blood.
So dragons can't burn.
Targaryens, right? Her family is the Targaryens.
Yeah.
And Targaryens are supposedly, you know, the blood of the dragon.
Okay.
And real dragons don't burn from fire.
Interesting.
So
I didn't know that.
She climbs in with the dragon eggs that everybody's thinking, oh, they're, you know, petrified. They're just stones. But they wind up actually hatching in the funeral pyre. She's not burned, so they call her the Unburnt. And so she's got three baby dragons.
Does she fly out on one of the dragons?
They're really, really tight. They're smaller than the studio cat when they're hatched. But now they are large enough to where she can ride the dragons. And she's finally got boats to where she's crossing the narrow sea to go reclaim the throne of her father.
Cool, man.
There's Unix and...
Unix. Not the kind of operating system, but the kind of people having their balls cut off.
Yes. Some of them have both the the Frank and the Beans removed.
Oh, my. I have been enjoying Westworld. It is another HBO series. Just started this
season. Are there Unix in Westworld?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's not to say that couldn't happen.
Four houses?
Yes, there is a whorehouse in Westworld. It's a great, great show, all about a theme park full of robots, and they keep getting killed and coming back to life, and there's some very, very, you know, existential questions going on there. And
if you like that, watch Black Mirror. I think you would enjoy Black Mirror. Yes.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow
night.
Online, in the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks.
Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.